We're here to talk about the House of Blues, mainly, obviously. I'm kind of blown away about that, you know, that this whole event is happening. I mean, in terms of Cleveland, there are just amazing people that have come out of Cleveland. There's been the Raspberries and Edwin Starr and, you know, Screaming Jay Hawkins and even Henry Mancini, you know, are all from Cleveland. So, first of all, what an appropriate place to open a House of Blues.
Well, you know the Hard Rock Cafe?
Yes.
Well, Isaac Togut. Are you reading me good?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Isaac Togut, who was the brilliant founder of Hard Rock Cafe, who brought that brand to London in 1974. He was the first guy to invent the theme restaurant, Hard Rock, Planet Hollywood, Rainforest Cafe, Hooters. Well, this brilliant third-generation entrepreneur, Isaac Togut, founded the Hard Rock Cafe with Peter Morton. It was such a phenomenal success in London, they brought it to America. Isaac and I helped bring it to America with Dallas, the Supreme Court of Rock and Roll. I believe it's still there today. The New York Club on 57th Street, which is still here today. And also the Philadelphia venue as well. So after John died, I was grief-stricken. And one of our co-founding members suggested to me that after John's death, I should meet this gentleman, Isaac Togut, because he had lost two brothers in very tragic circumstances. I took his suggestion and went over to London the day I buried John in Martha's Vineyard. And so I went and met this gentleman. And, well, he had lost two brothers, like I had lost John. And so together we cooked up bringing Hard Rock to America. And then we, he calls me about 6 years later and says, what's going on with the Blues Brothers brand, the mark, the drawing of you and little line drawing that we did for all our t-shirts with your blues things and Jake and Elwood and the whole thing. I said, nothing's going on with it, man. It's over. John's gone. And he says, no, I think that could be revived. So he said, we'll open a chain of blues clubs, just like you had with John down on Dominic and Hudson Street in Manhattan, after you, the SNL shows, the real speakeasy blues bars. We'll open a club that has that flavor. We'll go all across America. I said, well, sure. Dr. Judy, John's widow, she agreed we should explore it more. And Isaac went along to open Cambridge. And now we have the third largest live concert business in the world.
What's amazing for me, Dan, is that you opened Cambridge, it was Thanksgiving Day 12 years ago, if I remember correctly. And the first thing that the original... I think it was 12, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right, almost 12, exactly.
But the thing that I wanted to get at, which is very relevant, that makes House of Blues so amazing, is that before you got to the music, you fed the homeless, and you continue to serve the community. You know, that seems to be one of the core things about the House of Blues, is taking care of the community.
Well, we've done that with the Gospel Brunch, with the Foundation Room program, which educates inner-city children. We've always been into a town like Cleveland, as we are going to Chicago and Orlando, and enjoying and embracing the firemen and police, and the nurses and the doctors, and I'm going to have such fun in Cleveland running around to see the real heroes in American life. Doctors, lawyers, nurses. Why did I say lawyers?
Lawyers, there you go.
I take that one back.
The opening of Cleveland, the Raspberries 30-year reunion, is that an amazing thing?
It is amazing because it just shows you how far set back into music I am. I think the Raspberries is modern music.
Yeah, well, me too.
I'm firmly rooted in, you know, Stax Volt, and I'm anxious to see what the hits produce. As far as audience reaction, you know, they're going to play the old hits, and you cannot dispute the musicianship in some of these modern bands, though.
Now, I also understand at the grand opening party, some guys named Elwood and Brother Z are going to be playing. Is that true?
Say again, sir.
I understand that the grand opening night, the private party, there's a rumor that two guys named Elwood and Brother Z are going to be playing that party. Is that true?
You know, Brother Z was discovered in an Albanian crypt out near Glencoe. And he is the blood brother of Jake Blues. And he's got the moves, he's got the music, and it's going to be very exciting to see him on stage. Elwood is still yet to be located.
Uh-oh.
So we hope he shows up. Brother Z has the bloodline of the Albanian kings in him.
Yes, he does.
And so, you know, he's got people who pay tribute to him and all that.
Well, I'm sure Elwood will. Who else is going to be backing up Elwood and assuming Elwood makes it and Brother Z at that gig?
We have Johnny Rischel, J.J. Holiday, Glenn Clark. Glenn Clark was Delbert McClinton's major collaborator for many years. Delbert McClinton, the great Texas blues man.
Yes.
R&B soul singer. Glenn's a Hammond B3 player, singer, and songwriter. We have Tony Brownigo, who's played with the Thunderbirds and Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughan, as our percussionist and music archivist and musicologist. We have the Texicali Horns. We have a full breadth of musicians who play with everybody from Bonnie Raitt to the Stones to Bob Dylan, and on back and forth. Our Marsha Ball. Real, real fine R&B band. I just recognize that it all starts with the blues, rock and roll, country, hip hop, rap, punk. It all starts with the blues.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, thank you so much, and I will look forward to shaking your hand and thanking you in person in Cleveland.
I'll see you in Cleveland. Look for the motorcycle escort. I know you're in the Bay Area. I want to be clear to everybody, that's not a motorcycle club, C-O-L-B. That's a motorcycle escort, E-S-C-O-R-T.
That sounds terrific, Dan.
Okay, we'll see you there. You'll hear the rumble of the Harleys, you'll ride with us.
Okay, I will do that. Take care now.
Take care.
Bye-bye.